When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast. The Brutally Delicious Podcast.
Hi, I'm Eric Strother, and I'm going to be talking with you today about Worldview, the latest album from the Finnish progressive metal band Notio. Worldview is a concept album. The basic theme of the album is anxiety over the fears of the future, and that this idea that we are constantly being bombarded by all these apocalyptic things out there, the constant barrage of news and information, whether it's true or not, that we get at a moment's notice, and how that kind of constantly fuels that fight or flight response we have. And so the anxiety that people feel as a result of this constant threat of destruction. I want to talk about the album in a couple of different ways. First of all, let me just say that this is a, even though I said it's a band, it's actually more of a one-man project. Albert Olli does all the singing, the instruments, everything with it. And one of the things that is evident in this album is that he is truly a skilled musician, guitarist, you know, multi-instrumentalist throughout. As I listened to the album, there aren't any songs that I dislike. They're all good, solid songs. The album's got 10 songs on it, 38-ish minutes. So all the songs are really well done, well crafted. There's a lot of power metal influenced riffs that he's using, good clean vocals, mixed in occasionally with some growls and some other kinds of things, other vocal effects that he's using. But for the most part, it's just kind of clean power vocals. It's very melodic in character. I think my favorite songs are probably the second song, Solipsism, and the last song, The End Is Beautiful. But they're all good songs. On the other hand, as an album, I really find it kind of lacking. When you think about a concept album, you think about the idea being to want listeners to listen through the entire thing. And every time I listened to this album, it lost me. It made me feel like I was ready for it to be over. And part of that has to do with the fact that every song, there's no real strong contrast in the songs. The album itself doesn't have a good pacing. There are no ballads or slower, softer songs in there. They're all just pretty much similar tempos and similar construction, just kind of a riff-based kind of thing. And so by the time you get to the end of the album, I don't know, I didn't find listening to the album as a whole to be enjoyable. But like I said, individual songs, there weren't any that I disliked. It's hard to, I think it would be hard to put together a concept album in the age of streaming music where you can just pick one song and listen to it ad nauseum. I envision myself listening to this album in the future. I don't anticipate listening to it front to back. I'll listen to individual songs from it, but I can't say that I would really listen to the whole thing, sit down and listen to the whole thing at any point. So, like I said, musically, it's really good. The songs are really well constructed. They're really well performed. But in terms, if you're looking for a progressive metal concept album, I don't think this one is one that's going to be satisfying for many people. Anyway, that's my those are my thoughts on Worldview by Notio. But those are just my thoughts. Feel free to go check it out for yourself.
Yes, we're out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McLean. Together, we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hyden, Backstreet's magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to None But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much! We'll be seeing you!